Chapter 5. The World of the Past. Unit 9. Spreading the Seeds of Early Civilizations. The first people to inhabit the Earth lived more than 2 million years ago. They survived by hunting, fishing, and gathering wild plants. They were forced to move from place to place in the pursuit of food. The development of agriculture around 10,000 BCE ended this nomadic way of life and gave rise to the first civilizations. When people learned how to grow crops and domesticate animals, they were able to settle in one place. Settlements grew into villages and eventually into cities. People began to work specialized jobs, develop arts and crafts, and participate in other activities of civilized life. They formed governments and invented systems of writing. By 3500 BCE, the world's first civilizations emerged in the fertile valleys of the Tigris-Euphrates, Nile, Indus, and Huanghe rivers. The people who lived in the southern Mesopotamian valley between the Tigris and Euphrates rivers were known as Sumerians. They first settled on small farms and built dikes and irrigation canals to control flooding and water their fields. The Sumerian villages soon grew into small cities. Many of these became powerful city-states by about 3200 BCE. One of the greatest achievements of the Sumerian civilization was the development of a writing form known as cuneiform, which uses wedge-shaped pictures for alphabetical characters. By carving these symbols into clay tablets, the Sumerians wrote letters, as well as literary and religious texts, recorded legal and economic transactions, and studied mathematics, astronomy, and medicine. The Sumerians were fine artisans who produced board games, jewelry, metalware, glassware, musical instruments, and decorative pottery. The Sumerian city-states, however, lacked a centralized government and unified army to defend their civilization against invaders, and thus by about 2000 BCE, their civilization had fallen under Semitic rule. The ancient peoples of the Nile River Valley in Egypt began developing their civilization around 3100 BCE. The ancient Egyptians invented their own system of writing known as hieroglyphics. Many of the material accomplishments of ancient Egyptian society centered around religion. They performed elaborate burial procedures to assure that the dead were comfortable in the afterlife. They performed elaborate burial procedures to assure that the dead were comfortable in the next world. They embalmed and dried the corpses in a process called mummification in order to preserve the bodies. They also built gigantic burial tombs that they filled with clothing, food, furnishings, and jewelry. For deceased kings, they built elaborate pyramids, which required advanced engineering knowledge and thousands of workers. Eventually, the Egyptians developed an army and had a fleet of trade ships at their disposal, expanding their kingdom and acquiring precious materials from all over the ancient world. In the Indus River Valley, two cities developed, which the Indus people called Mohenjo-daro and Harappa. By 2500 BCE, these cities together supported nearly 70,000 inhabitants, whose advanced system of agriculture was able to feed the large population. Indus cities were constructed primarily using bricks, and city streets were well-planned in a rectangular grid pattern. The only traces of Indus writing were discovered on stone seals, which were engraved with animal and human forms, as well as inscriptions that remain to be fully translated. The Indus people produced other crafts, including furniture, decorative jewelry, metal utensils, and toys, which they traded with other civilizations as distant as Mesopotamia. Around 1700 BCE, however, the Indus Valley civilization mysteriously disappeared. The decline of civilization in the Indus Valley marked the beginning of the Shang dynasty in the valley of the Huanghe. The Shang people developed a writing system using more than 3,000 characters, which they scratched on animal bones and turtle shells. These bones and shells are known as oracle bones. Although they were primarily used in religious ceremonies to predict the future and solve worldly concerns, the oracle bones also provide a record of the people of the Shang dynasty and events occurring during the Shang period. Shang cities were large and surrounded by high walls. The people cast bronze vessels, carved marble and jade, and wove silk. Shang kings organized large armies and ruled the Huanghe Valley for over 600 years. As the world's first civilizations advanced and spread, people began to exchange tools and ideas. Some customs and languages merged, while many others diverged and formed new cultures. The societies that would one day populate the world had begun to emerge.